Foley began with a pretty big claim.
I believe there's voter fraud in every state and in every election.
Then he drilled down, sort of. Although the 2010 election was marred by allegations of impropriety in Bridgeport, Foley says no proof was ever found. So in his eyes, Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy was the legitimate winner. Still, Foley says he probably should have won, but for the voter fraud.
There is, unfortunately, voter fraud in Connecticut and everywhere across the country that doesn't get picked up on a recount. So if there were no voter fraud in Connecticut, I think I would have won. But that doesn't mean that he didn't legitimately win, because we're never going to eliminate all voter fraud.
Denise Merrill is Secretary of the State and is a Democrat. She says Foley's sweeping comments about rigging state elections are baseless.
I find it irresponsible of him to make these allegations with, admittedly, on his side, no evidence whatsoever of voter fraud.
Merrill isn't saying that Connecticut is free of all problems. The state has had issues with absentee ballot fraud, but nothing like what Foley's suggesting.
I think the worst thing about it is that it undermines confidence in our election system. You know, while we've had some problems in Connecticut, I would say that by and large our election system is very strong. You know, to make that kind of a claim with absolutely no evidence and just kind of a hunch that this is going on, I think is very destructive.
In fact, Merrill says the real problem isn't that people mess around with voting. It's that not enough people vote to begin with. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.